Tonight's senior night at the Indianola Stadium will be a special one, honoring two members of the Indianola football program. There aren't any stats or broken records or championships. There will be no college scholarships or recruiting. But still, two of the most influential members of the program over the last decade will have their name read out over the loudspeaker as longtime senior managers Abby and Katie Kluver, twin daughters of head coach Eric Kluver, will walk down the track during their last home football game.
We started our first like official year as managers was in fifth grade because our dad just one day was just like, hey girls, like I need one of you to help. We don't have anyone to film tonight, blah, 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 blah. And so Katie was like, I'll do it. And I just kind of came along because we go together with everything. We just are always together. And after that, it just kind of, my dad's like, wow, we could like actually really use you guys. Like, yes, you're young, but you don't have to be in high school. So ever since then.
Time flies is what comes to mind. I just remember for so many years when they were younger, elementary age, just out on the football field. And then that role changed the manager in their fifth grade. And it's evolved from there. And just have been very fortunate as a head coach to be able to come to practice every day and have my two daughters there and watch them grow not only as young women, but they become outstanding football managers.
It doesn't seem that long ago that we were out here at practice, and I remember coach coming back to practice after taking a day or two off and the twins were being born. And just like that, here we are, you know, celebrating their senior night and, you know, the homecoming court and all those things that go along with it, knowing what kind of impact, you know, they've had on this program. It's been awesome to watch them grow up and you know, getting ready for that next stage of life.
For the last 8 years, Abby and Katie have hauled equipment, filled water bottles, filmed practices and games, and a whole lot more, says head coach Eric Kluver and longtime defensive coordinator Josh Lohman.
My daughters just know what needs to be done before practice, after practice. You know, even early on this season, I had forgot something that I normally do, and Abby came up and said, hey, Dad, we forgot to do this. You're exactly right, Abby. We need to make sure that we take care of that. So they've been around this a long time. They understand the importance of their role, and they've really have contributed a lot to our program over the years.
We take it for granted, I think. You know, we just assume that now that everybody kind of knows their processes and their roles, and you know, we just kind of think, hey, we're going to show up in practice, and Abby and Katie are going to have a lot of it taken care of. One of the biggest things that I do for practice is, you know, we do all the filming, and just knowing that, you know, the drone's going to be, you know, up in the air flying and filming practice, or we're going to get a great sideline copy at night. You know, you not really have to ask questions because, you know, they know what they're doing. They know they're going to get it done. They're going to do a great job with it. And like I said, it makes our jobs a lot easier and you don't even think twice about it.
There's just so many things that the coaches used to have to do that are off of our plate where we can just literally focus on coaching. We don't have to worry about equipment. We don't have to worry about taking attendance or what music's going to be playing or how much time is on the clock or who's flying the drone. I mean, I could go on the responsibilities, and it's just made all of us as coaches, our jobs much simpler.
During the practice week, both managers start out practice together before splitting off to fulfill different jobs with the practiced efficiency of having done it for nearly a decade.
When we get here, for example, on a Wednesday, it's an early out, so we kind of have that time after school. All of us help out with getting equipment out, whether that's footballs, pads, padding, just all that stuff, the guys and for the coaches. And then Katie is always in the press box running the time on the clock just for time segments for practice. And then the other girls are just helping out everywhere. But my main job is the drone, flying it every single day, making sure the coaches have film to send out to the players so they can study, which is very important in football.
So my dad makes an itinerary every day, a sheet. Can I have your computer? Can I have your keys? And can I have my sheet? And then I go up to the press box, and it's just crazy. Like, he used to have to go unlock everything for me and have to turn all the buttons, and now it's me. I get a sheet, and we go through all the offense and defensive periods. I also play music as well, which has been something newer I came up with. I have to give myself credit there. I would say 4 years ago, I was like, Dad, there's just like, sometimes it's just too much silence for me. Like, we need something. And he's like, well, you could play some Back in Black or like Enter Sandman, you know? And then it kind of turned into, I let guys collaborate on a Spotify playlist, and then the guys get to put the songs they want, and I get to play for them at practice.
Abby and Katie will each have their separate duties on game day, but it starts with a pregame ritual. selecting the Gatorade.
First of all, I like to choose the color. Sometimes it's red, sometimes it's blue. A lot of the guys, those are their favorite flavors. So, you know, you just got to pick their favorite. Honestly, like, I just kind of choose the flavors that I like too. And I know that probably sounds bad, but I mean, I get thirsty too. So I choose the flavors that sound good in the moment. But the key is to fill it halfway, a lot of ice, fill it halfway, a little less than halfway at first, and then you'll put it in, you taste it. If it's too strong, put more water in, and then it's perfect.
My job is, for the last 8 years, it's been to be in the press box, and I film on a tripod. I film every play on the field. There's a TV now down there, and they can search through the plays that I have filmed, and they can go through it. So that's been pretty cool to see that, like, how important my job is to go immediately down there, and they can study it mid-game. But I've always gotten to be in the press box. Love that.
We get here like about like 2 hours-ish early. And when we get here, we fill everything up, all the waters, the water machines. I always have Powerade bottles and the drink carrier. And I always have 4 of them. 2 of them always are in my hands during the game. And then the other 2 are in front of the TVs. They're always filled with water. I usually have 1 water bowl filled with Gatorade just because some of the guys cramp and stuff, so that's important. But so that's what I do before games, is always fill those up.
Growing up around the football program with staff that has been together with Coach Kluver for a long time means a lot of memories over the years.
It started out with having Coach Whalen as our elementary PE teacher. And then in middle school, I didn't have Coach Bottlebaum, but I always saw Coach Bottlebaum in the halls for social studies, and then now in high school, I have most of them as my teachers, and so I've just made such great relationships with all of them. And, you know, even at practices too, Coach Curtis, I don't know how to do this math problem. Can you come help me? He's right there.
It's been really special, and usually home games, I have the coaching staff over, and over homecoming week, both of them were a part of the homecoming court. It happened to be their birthday on that day, October 3rd. And it was really special. We, as a staff, we all went upstairs. It was like 10:30 at night. We had some birthday cake. We sang happy birthday to the girls. And all of these coaches have been around them and got to know them. It's really been special.
Being here, it really just doesn't feel like I'm away from home. And I never like leave here like exhausted or like excited to leave, you know. And normally when you leave somewhere, you're like, all right, time to go home. But I genuinely never have that feeling.
The coaching staff, we've known them all our life. We've known them. We know their kids, like their kids. Like, we went to daycare with some of the seniors, like Asherbrick, John Hoover, like all of them. Just like all the coaches have always been there for us. Coach Lohman, he is the dean of students at the high school, but he made a comment to me one time. You realize you have literally 10 extra dads here at the high school. And like ever since that, like, it was obviously just kind of a funny comment, but like it meant so much to me because it's true. That's probably one of the most special things about being a manager, is just like the fact that we feel so at home. It's like a home away from home. I just know when we're done, it's just going to be super hard leaving all of them because they're our family.
I think I told them before, like, it's not like you just have one dad in the building. You have like 8 to 9, you know, so there's a lot of different ways that if they needed support or anybody to stop by and say hi to along the way or what have you, that they always knew there was a friendly face around the corner. Definitely a family environment around here. We kind of almost see them as our own kids a little bit as well. They've grown up with us.
Their impact hasn't been lost on the current players as well. Senior John Hoover and junior Bo Blake know and appreciate what goes on behind the scenes.
It's just kind of cool now that I'm out there and like I'm with them and I've known them for a good amount of time, so it's just really cool. We're going to lose a lot from them because they do everything out here, and it'd be great if we had someone step up and fill their spot.
Definitely pretty cool because, you know, I've known them for a long time, you know, daycare when we were kids. So it's been cool to grow up with them, and very appreciative because, like, without them, like, I don't know how we would do it because they take care of a lot of stuff. And
oh, it's awesome. They do everything perfectly, and it's just great to have them here. Always on top of everything.
One of the goals this season has been to train the new generation of managers, as Sam Gripp and Paige Evans have joined the team to learn and be the managers of the future, which means a lot of institutional knowledge needs to be passed on.
I've learned from them by just taking over what some stuff they have done and then bringing it to me and Sam for next year, since we'll be taking over it, but it's like fun learning all this new stuff from just football.
They for sure make it easy and not hard on us about learning. They're just so simple, and they don't make it, you know, hard. They just tell us what to do, and we just tag along, and we learn that way best. So, yeah.
They've done great. I just think that we've done so much in 8 years, it's hard to, like, unpack every little thing. And I was even talking to Abby about this the other day, like, on the sideline, there is a certain line we all have to be behind. And, like, if you're in front of that, there's penalties. Just, like, the little things, like, we didn't even know when we were starting. I think the biggest thing for me is just, like, the filming, like, you know, like, making sure that's going to be in a good spot, because everyone watches that. Kids make their highlights with that. Kids send it to coaches, you know, everything. So I think that's the big thing of teaching them is that.
They've done a good job of teaching the younger managers what needs to happen, and they take that role really seriously, and we'll be in good hands next year.
I definitely realized, like, over the past, like, season, how much they do. Like, they just said, like, in the beginning, like, they do water and stuff, but it's just more than that.
For many years, like, I saw them doing this, managing, and I was like, looks pretty fun, because they've done it since they were probably really little. But I didn't realize how much they've done for the team and the coaches, and, like, they all have that strong relationship with the coaches, and that's really important too, not just being there. Yeah, it's just the little things that matter.
Tonight marks the end of an era, but the start of a new journey.
We've stood there every single senior night and watched all the seniors walk across, and I'm like, wow, that is so cool. Like, it's so sad and, like, bittersweet, but, like, they've made it such a long way, and now that's us. I can't even put into words, like, this football program has meant so much to Katie and I, and not only, like, means so much, but it's taught us so much. It's taught us more than just a game of football. We've watched these guys turn from boys into men, and that is the ultimate goal of football. Like, people think, oh, we gotta win, we gotta have a certain record. Like, no, that's not what it's about. I think the annual football program has taught, like, each and every one of their players, like, there's a bigger meaning in the end.
Just a lot of pride, really, to watch the steps that they've taken and grow as young ladies, and knowing the positives that they brought, you know, not only to this program, but, you know, all of us that have been associated with it. There's going to be some emotions that are going to be, you know, sad thinking about, you know, them not being around next year and all those things. But again, just happy for them, and knowing that, you know, whatever they're going to do moving forward, they're going to be so successful, and we're going to enjoy, you know, watching that next step as well.
You know, I do get a little bit emotional talking about that. So there's just so many great memories over the years. And one that comes to mind is just our road trips when we get a charter bus and they sit, you know, right behind me. And I've kind of taken pictures over the years. And even our last trip to Sioux City North, they're like, Dad, we should recreate this same picture that we, when we were fifth graders. So we did that, and a lot of great memories, and we're going to miss them.
I want to get emotional. But I love them so much, and I have played so many sports with them. And Katie and Abby, I love you so much, and you have done so much for us and for the team, and I love you.
I hope they do great, great girls for doing this for years, like, legendary.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, saying goodbye to two of the best football managers, Katie and Abby Kluver, I'm Andrew Swadner.